Hey everyone, quick announcement. Elections for the diaspora will be taking place on May 6 and May 8. May 6 for countries where Friday is a weekend, like some of the Gulf countries, and May 8 in countries where Sunday is a holiday. You can check out your specific polling station on Saudi's page, and we'll be linking to that. We started with interviewing some of the political parties and their representatives, but there has been a switch in focus to coalition lists, which were formed by some of those alternative parties. The lists are spread out across all Lebanese districts, and you can find the names of the lists and further information on Saudi's page, which we'll be linking to as well. Not all the candidates are covered, but it includes at least each opposition coalition in each district in Lebanon. There are other talks you can find on Saudi's page that kind of link to some of the candidates and their lists, and a few other media outlets and organizations have also been hosting talks, which we'll be linking to in the description as well. Check out the final opposition lists in your district and remember the name in Arabic since the ballot will be in Arabic. Upon voting, you'll have the chance to vote for one list and you have to list a preferential candidate, which should be from the same list you're voting for. If you vote for a preferential candidate that is not from the list you're voting for, then your vote for that preferential candidate will not count. Since there are split opposition lists in various districts across Lebanon, some groups have been kind of circulating their own evaluations of which lists to vote for based on certain criteria. However, some of those documents themselves do not really align with each other, so do your own research and choose what fits you. Lastly, just make sure you have a valid ID or Lebanese passport when voting from abroad. Do your own research and reach out to Saudi if you have any questions. And most importantly, go vote.